Blog Talk Radio.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Keri Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Keri Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Keri Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Thank you.
equal share. And until you give it him back, there'll be no peace. The brother's gonna work it out. Brother's gonna work it all out. All. We must all join hands. We can march across this land in peace. Love, joy with that understanding of truly through God. Instead of brother turning on sister, sister turning on brother. Now how you gonna get it together? Being against one another. Shoot up, live up so high to your world that's turned to stone. How can you deal with the truth when reality's all gone? But brother's gonna work it out. Brother's gonna work it all out. Our brothers say, stop the pimps, the hustlers, the pusher man that's bad as you can. Open your ears and eyes to the facts of what's truly holding you back.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I am very excited about where we are. And, looking back, I think there's a lot to be said about reinvention. I really believe that to be the case. I had someone recently just contacted me, and they were kind of in a bad way, and just, you know, kind of a lot of heavy complaining, if you will, for lack of a better way to kind of say that. But what I remember was trying to give encouraging advice. It's always usually money is the problem, if we are being honest. The way that I operate, because often a lot of you guys out there always ask me, well, Carrie, what do you do in this situation? And my advice is always to look for reinvention. Sometimes we hit a wall. I'm probably one of the most creative individuals that I know, if I can say it that way. And so for me, you know, my worry is that my creativity will kind of stop one day. But anyway, I digress. I just wanted to say that reinvent yourself. Sometimes it requires that. And that means taking a good hard look at behind you sometimes. And then don't stay there. Don't dwell in that space. Then look forward. And you will find exactly where you need to be.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
somebody said every day, what's gonna be sunny skies, only Marvin Gaye and lingerie.
Michael Hopkins, when I think about how far we have come on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, I am just taken aback. We're talking about 900 plus episodes.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I've got to say, because you've been with us as the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, you've done quite a bit of broadcast in your own right of your 30-minute weekly show, the Vet Talk Radio Show. So you understand probably better than most how big this is.
Oh yeah.
So, Michael, I'm gonna ask you if you can kind of help us to put it into words. What goes through your mind when you think of this over 900 plus episodes? That's a lot of a 3-hour broadcast of the Hair Radio Show. So what kind of goes through your mind, sir?
Lots of things, Carrie. One of them is the excitement. It is so exciting to be a part of 900 shows. It is so exciting. A lot of people don't get that opportunity to be a part of something like this. And I'm a part of something like this. And it just blows me away to be a part of something that's just bigger than you, is bigger than me, is huge. A lot of people do not get that opportunity.
They just don't. And Michael,
and
just want to jump in and say, it feels like you've been with us for all 900 episodes. You've
been
in
so.
With our broadcast that it's almost so, it's like you're part of the fabric of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, because you are. We get to host the show, Michael Hopkins, Carrie Hines, and Nicole Marie. And I've got to say, Michael, you've been with us for hundreds of episodes, literally. And folks have come to expect you every day to have that cup of coffee or a cup of tea first thing in the morning. And that, it just means something. So is it a surprise that you've done so well fitting into, you know, the hair and beauty format, as we know that you come from a military background, almost the antithesis of hair and beauty, if you will, although there is a lot of commonality and spillover. But is it a big surprise? I would imagine it to be a little bit of a surprise that you kind of fit in and, you know, and kind of made a lot of this. You know, you've made it your home. What do you
think
to that, Michael?
Yeah, yes, Carrie, it is a big surprise because, as you said, I come from a different world. I come from a military, law enforcement, security, kind of high-level government contracting world. And this is a whole new world for me, the hair and the beauty community. It's a whole new world. And what I'm finding, Carrie, is that I'm enjoying this world. I really am. And the reason why I'm enjoying it, Carrie, is because it is, I wouldn't say the opposite of what I've been doing for the most part, but it's just something that I never had this kind of experience. I've always been in that fast, go, quick world, you know, of being a military person, a law enforcement, a security and government entities and buildings and all that. You always have to think fast, do this, do that. You know, you're protecting and serving all the time. And in this world, I get a chance to, how can I say, kind of like let my hair down, and I get to enjoy, and I get to slow down.
For that visual, Michael Hopkins. Well, I just want to jump in and say, I think as you were just saying that and describing it, believe it or not, there are some kind of, not necessarily overlap, but there are some things that your background in the security world, being an LEO, which we used to say as the law enforcement officer, running in security and all of that wonderful good stuff, is a very structured type setting. That's what you're used
That's
to working
true.
In, very structured setting. And so most folks don't realize that the Hair Radio Morning Show, we tend to operate in the very same format.
We operate in a very structured way
that everything happens naturally. Well, it's by road naturally. So we do a lot of rehearsal. We do a lot of preparation.
A lot of behind-the-scenes preparation.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes that is going on that our listeners, you guys don't know about. Because it sounds, when you hear it on the radio show, it sounds very impromptu. And so I think that's probably one of the You know, so a lot of times it's not necessarily that it has to be an exact match.
Right.
But I think there's always a correlation. And for us, we tend to do everything as well as we can for the fans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
and you know, I love that, Carrie.
What?
You know, I love that. I love it the way we have it so structured here that we do a lot behind the scenes, but it's structured. And I love
that.
Well,
don't you think that's what makes it stand out from the others?
Well, yes,
in the
it
past?
Does. Yes, it does. 100%, Carrie. I disagree with you 100%. It's because we have a structure. We actually have a strategy. That's what I call it. I call it a strategy.
I like that better.
Yeah, yeah. And we know where we're going. We know what we're doing. And we get out there and we do our thing. And the fans love it. I get so many great comments just from the guys that are veterans just like myself. And I'm always getting great comments about the show. And, you know, I know I've stumbled onto something great. Anytime I'm in one of my vet meetings with a lot of my vet brothers and sisters, and there's always somebody bringing up, hey, Mike, tell them about the show. Tell them about your show.
Well, we're going to talk about the Vet Talk Radio Show because that's a whole conversation that we're going to get into in just a bit. But until then, Michael, I definitely want to take a moment to reflect back. I want to take a look back because for many years, again, let me just make it clear to everybody, because if you've tuned in, you may have heard some of this before, but the Hair Radio Show started as just that, the Hair Radio Show, back in 1995. So I was already committed to doing a daily show, which I haven't really shared a whole bunch about, called Center Stage. And so I had office space in Newark, New Jersey, and every day we'd walk to the radio station, which wasn't far from our office space, and we would record. We would literally do a show every night called Center Stage. And those shows featured music artists and entertainment people who would appear on the show and share tips with beginning artists.
Oh, great.
So I interviewed different singers, and that's why Cece came to the show. She came to the show, Harold Chambers, who wrote I Apologize for Anita Baker. He won a Grammy. He came to the station. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes came to the station. So we had a lot going on. Also, I interviewed the people who produced The Cosby Show from Carsey Werner. They were there. They produced The Cosby Show. They produced Roseanne. They were on our show. I've always done things in a certain way, Michael. And Center Stage was very successful. I remember interviewing Little Susie. And I think recently I replayed the interview that Trucker Ed came on, who was a part of our operation at that time. And my dear friend for all these years, who experienced it. And it was quite amazing. I had the office space in Newark, New Jersey, and that was the original Hair Radio Show. First, we were doing Center Stage, and from there, I would just sporadically do a radio show about hair. It wasn't every day. It wasn't every week. I was already doing a daily show, and so the Center Stage Show. And the whole idea of the Center Stage Show, I got when I lived in Los Angeles because I was a guest on a radio show called Center Stage. And Theodore Bickle from Man of La Mancha, he used to sing with the big play. And he was a guest out at Marymount. It was a college or university out in California. And so they asked me to be a guest on their radio show called Center Stage, and that's how I got the concept. And when I came back to the East Coast, I created my own version of Center Stage, and that's what happened. And that led me on to creating Fluff the Bear. That led me on to creating the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, okay.
Fluff the Bear I created on the West Coast, yeah. And then all that, what happened after I created the Hair Radio Show, I never thought the show was going to be that big and last for literally three decades. I had no idea. And like I said, I would only sporadically do the Hair Radio Show. And you guys remember the story. I was out and ran into one of my friends and asked what they were doing, and they were in the hair industry, and I was in radio. I said, oh, why don't I do a hair radio show? There are so many barbers and stylists everywhere. And that's how it started. That's literally how it started. He didn't appear on our show at that time. And I found four hair people. Three women and one guy on different areas in the industry, and they were the hosts of the original Hair Radio Show. And did they come to the studio? I know we would have meetings and stuff in Orange, New Jersey, and at one of the shops, and we would go and record, and it was fun. We had a great time. I love them all so much. And they gave us the right energy that we needed to get the whole concept started that I'm still living from, all these many years later. So that's how it started as the Hair Radio Show. And then I picked it up and decided that I wanted to do only hair and only the hair radio business and that show, not any other real show. So that experience came after going to Bronner Brothers in Atlanta.
Bronner Brothers.
Yes, I went to the Bronner Brothers show that you guys know out there, which is one of the biggest black shows. They used to have the big show in Atlanta once a year. I believe they still do. And so once I got there and saw all the commotion and all the music and the lights and all these beautiful women and just everybody, just hair and beauty everywhere. And it was, that wasn't the only thing. I met so many of the stylists. And I remember we were all hanging out in each other's rooms and just sitting back talking about this. It was just, they were so warm and welcoming. And they welcomed me to the industry. Now, again, mind you, I was doing the radio show, but, I was doing it here and there because I was busy doing the entertainment side. So when I left Atlanta, I knew I had found my calling.
Pretty much.
And obviously I knew of the Bronner Brothers. Of course, I was just a little nobody at that time, and I was just getting started as far as the hair stuff, the hair side goes. I had been doing radio already for, I'd say, about 2 years, going on 2 years by that time. I had already started in Los Angeles. So by the time I really started getting deep into the hair radio show, and like I said, and once they welcomed me in, I said, I'm going to change the name of this business, which at that time was the Listening Group Publishing, over to the Hair Radio Show and call it Hair Radio and let that be my focus. And that's what I've done. And I stayed with it all these years.
We've
been on different networks, Michael. We've done different things, but I always come back to the Hair Radio. And we've been able to let that launch us into our own hair products, books, theater shows, stage productions, I can't even begin to say it's turned into an entire sprawling entity all by itself. But the hair radio show, the morning version, which is what we're celebrating today, the morning version is the last, it's the last reinvention of this. So when I was doing it way back in those early days, we had different versions of the hair radio show. It was always the hair radio show, and it was always hairradio.com. It might be on in the morning. It might be on in the evenings. It was on at different times in different areas and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
wow.
It did not become the morning show until 2015. Is when I got the idea to take the hair radio show that had been playing all these years off and on and different networks and different days and all that stuff and turn it into a daily show. Back then, it was very popular. Folks like Steve Harvey, the other fellow that was out there, way back, you had these incredible radio shows. And they would have a topic or two and be on for a few hours. I mean, they weren't on just a couple minutes. They were on for hours. And that's what we did. And we did it every morning. Every morning. And that's how we got started on Monday, January 5th of 2015. And we did the three-hour shows live. And so my first guest was my friend whom I had run into all those years back, who helped me to conceive the idea of the hair radio show just by appearing, running in a coincidence and running into one another. And so his name is Mr. Kasele, who's a well-known hairstylist today. He's a legend in his own right. And so you can go back and listen to that show. It's on our list, so you can Google it. And so that's what started everything. And here today, I'm celebrating 900 episodes. And let me tell you, Michael Hopkins, it's been a road. It has not been something easy. It's been a tough, long, hard road.
It's been a lot
of ups and downs. It's been, now we've had some amazing things that we're going to talk about a little bit. You'll hear us talk about this as we kind of move along. But, it's been quite a bit to cope and deal all these years. We've had so many things. It's like we were, when I think back, I look at, all the celebrities and people, the singers and stuff who were alive then, when we started this show,
right?
Or whose lives, it's just that we've had a chronology right here on our broadcast. We are, we're like an institution in our own right.
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah, pretty much so. It's been just so many guests, and I remember when I came on board, Dionne Warwick, and I mean, who would have thunk it? I would have never. It's just wow. I don't know how to say it, Gary.
Who I've been a big fan of my whole life. She's Cousin Houston and Sissy Houston and a big singing family out of northern New Jersey, which is where I went to high school. I actually ended up in high school with one of the Warwicks was in my class. He was literally in my class in high school. And this was before Whitney became famous. So that's all I'm going to say about that. In case you're counting the years up. But what is amazing is, yes, Dionne did my show. And I'd like to think that all of these folks, many of the celebrities, went on to have greater success. Dionne, after doing our show, she's become the queen of Twitter. She's rehatched herself as the queen of Twitter. And so her celebrity has just gained popularity, which is amazing. I never ever thought that.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah, so she's done a lot. Melba Moore, after appearing on our show a couple times, Melba has re-energized her career. She's received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh,
so
that's
many
nice.
Of the
Beautiful.
Stars who have been the Ray Goodman and Brown, when they were on my show, my local radio show back in New Jersey on Center Stage, they went on to host their own radio show after coming to my radio show and seeing how it was done. I remember that. So, you know, we've changed a lot of lives, not just the hairstylists. We've changed a lot. And our program has grown over time. For those early years, I didn't really have, once I took over the reins to host, I didn't have a co-host. I kind of did the show by myself for many years, many years. And then finally decided to take on some co-hosts and have them join me, and that's what we did for several years. Never thought I'd have two of the longest serving co-hosts in the history of the show, who happened to be Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and, you know, she's with us each day, and Michael Hopkins, the host of the Vet Talk radio show. Just that in itself, you guys have been the longest-serving co-hosts on the broadcast in the history of the Hair Radio show. So how does that make you feel, Michael Hopkins?
Wow, Carrie, you know, that just makes me feel great, man, just knowing that I'm a part of all of this. And we'll be, you know, we're just celebrating.
Well,
all
you're
done.
A big part of it, Michael Hopkins. Now, I look at the fact that when you came on board, you were over at something that I never thought would be rolled into the Hair Radio as it has been. And that's being the host, bringing this incredible idea of hosting the Vet Talk radio show, again, on behalf of the veterans, disabled veterans, and helping them to navigate the claims process. This was just not something that was on my radar when I began so many years back. But I'd like to say that you came on board with your professionalism and have knocked it out of the box, Michael Hopkins.
Wow, Carrie. And it has just been, this has been so much fun. It really has. It is something that I dreamed about because I went to school for broadcasting. I actually went to school, but life sometimes gets in the way, and you're raising a family, you're running a business, you're doing all of these things, but it's always in the back of your mind that, boy, it sure would be nice to get back into that world and just have fun.
Well, yes, but it's also, Michael, you do mention that life sometimes is others get in the way, but it takes you on a path that sometimes can change and wind and all of that. But I believe it's all about timing.
Yes, that's
good
true, Carrie. It's all about timing. And you know something else, too?
What's
that? You know, Carrie, even though we go down this other path for years and years, I always look at it like this. It was preparing me to do something else. When you get to a point where you've been in a profession for a very long time, and people look at, well, I'm going to go ahead and retire. But I never looked at it that way. I always look at it as if maybe that door or that part of my life is closing, but it doesn't mean that I have another door that I can go through. It doesn't mean I just don't have that. It means that there's another door. There's another adventure. That's the way I look at it. It's another adventure that I get a chance to do. And it keeps you active. It keeps you going. you know, both mentally and physically.
It, well, Michael, you also have been able to take this idea and combine it with your passion for helping veterans. And of course, it's exciting. You're embarking upon a new career, but yet it's still part of what drives you. Of course, that has a certain appeal.
Very much so. Very much so.
And I got to say, it's my honor. Now, Michael, when I think back, what was the idea? I've never asked you this question. Michael's show that we started as an kind of like a spinoff of the Hair Radio show. And you did your Vet Talk. You launched the Vet Talk radio show. You had three producers, Noor Jahan, Katrina, and Nicole Marie. Michael, what was it that made you decide on choosing these three incredible ladies to help you with this endeavor?
The three of them, Carrie, they've been friends of mine for quite a while, and we were in another endeavor at the time. And I had talked to them before I actually talked to you. I had talked to them about the idea that I had about helping veterans. And they were all really excited about it. And that they said, yeah, that's a great idea, helping veterans. You know, we never thought about it because none of them were veterans. And once I approached you and we talked about it and we just – We were enjoying just the concept of doing this. I went back to the three of them, and I said, wow, would you guys like to be a part of this? And all three of them, you know, without even hesitation, all three of them said yes. We'd love to be a part of this. And that's how we got started with Vet Talk Radio Show.
Wow. And it has sounded like it's been a big, big change in your life.
It has.
Wow.
Yes, it has, wow. Carrie. It's become a mission, like a crusade, to educate veterans. It's become a crusade for me. And I know anytime I go into a store, I might go into, say, like a Walmart or any kind of store like that, and I see another veteran, I just get excited all over again to talk to another veteran about the benefits that are out there for them. I get so excited. I see another vet that has a hat on like mine, you know, that
yes.
They get identified as a veteran. I just get excited, Carrie.
Well, Michael, I'm glad that you do. And I'm super excited because we would not be able to air the Vet Talk Radio Show if it wasn't for today's celebration of reaching 900 broadcasts on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Just so exciting.
So we're super excited. And this is just the beginning.
Yes,
we're just getting going, folks. And there are many stories to tell. There are many, many more stories to tell. And so I'm super excited. I really am. So, Michael Hopkins, on 900 broadcasts, what would you like to say to everybody and to the veterans who tune in to the broadcast and to our fans of the show that you get to chat with every day who love listening to Michael Hopkins and your great folksy down home humor, Michael, we call it. What would you say to everybody who's tuned in?
Carrie, I would just love to say, actually, you know, this is a beginning, and I'm going to be around for another 900 shows.
Yes.
That's what I want to say. I'm going to be around.
Yes. We are a great team, and we're shouting out our amazing co-star, because we couldn't be the trifecta that we are without Nicole Marie. So
good stuff.
And Michael, we've got a great team. And while we're at it, I'm going to take a moment and shout out our amazing hairstylists all over the world who've been a part of our show, but also to Miss Keisha Gallister from California. Give her a little nod.
Oh, yeah.
And
Miss Hey Hey,
you got it. And so many of our distributors and fans and just people who buy our products and all that and so much other stuff, really. So we'll talk about that. In our next opportunity, we'll get a chance. We'll talk a little bit more about what being a part of the Hair Radio show has led to. We've done quite a bit. So, so Michael Hopkins, thank you for taking a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Much appreciated. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Terry Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, and you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. Actually, I've known her for quite a while, and I think this is the very, very first time joining us on the broadcast. It is my great honor and sincere pleasure to welcome to the show Miss Asia Good. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
Yes, it is so nice to have you finally on our broadcast.
Yes.
And it is just wonderful, because let me just make it clear to everybody. The Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. It really is. And so you fit right into those categories this morning. And being a young person out there in business, I'm so excited to really talk about it, because I don't think we've covered the subject of realty so much. But I think it's so incredibly important right now, especially with folks looking and with the way that things are going on out here in the world. People are looking for how to get properties and rent spaces and all that wonderful good stuff. So I can't wait to hear everything you have to say today. So very nice.
Yes, exactly. So it's funny. I got into real estate during the pandemic. I was twiddling my thumbs. I was finishing up college because I did go to school for public health. And I said,
yeah,
I need to do something if this doesn't work out. And, you know, it is my dream to own a house myself. So I was like, let me be an educated consumer and go to school for real estate. So that's how I ended up in real estate.
Wow.
For myself, and also to educate the masses, because, you know, when you do have that certain knowledge, it does make a difference, and it does impact how you are purchasing or renting out a property.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
No, I'm just going to say that's why I became, most importantly, an NJ realtor, because there's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. So I belong to an association.
Wow, that's incredible. And so do you, it sounds to me like you really enjoy it. And that's a surprise, huh?
Yes, it's fun being able to help someone gain information. Not even if they if they don't want to purchase right now, at least they know what to look for and what is coming up, so they wouldn't be ambushed with the sudden spontaneous transaction of buying a house, because, you know, there is a process to everything.
And that takes that is a process, and that takes that's a big decision. But it is good that people consider buying versus renting. Is that right?
Yes, because, you know, the way the market is now, there's not much inventory, so sellers are trying to sell either for their best interest or just for monetary gain. And you have to be cautious of what you are spending your money on. And sometimes high rent, believe it or not, is equivalent to someone's house. And if you're paying $2,000 plus in rent in New Jersey, you're probably paying someone's mortgage on a $300,000 house.
Wow.
So
that is,
it's crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that folks are spending so much. And that brings up a good point. Now, you're located in New Jersey, and we have listeners from everywhere. But what are some of the tips that anybody can think of that they should consider when looking for property of rental and or purchasing? Any ideas that come to mind?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, if taxes is a big deal, you have to be mindful of what area you are moving into New Jersey, because every town and city has their own taxes. So if taxes is something that you are worried about, you have to be mindful of that. And then also, you know, due to the sudden shift in climate, you want to be aware of what's a flood zone. I know that the FEMA released that they are changing their flood insurance rates, and it differs from those who are grandfathered from their previous insurance policies. So those are things to consider.
Well, now, this sounds like a lot for the average person to keep track of. Is it as complicated as it sounds, or is it that's what your job is, to break it down for us?
Well, honestly, if anyone were to hire a realtor or a real estate agent, it's just to make the transaction smooth for the consumer, for the buyer and the seller, because, you know, we're the person that's going to make all the necessary moves for it not to be a nightmare. I know at the brokerage I'm at, it's our responsibility to do our 100% best always. And if that goes along the lines as sitting in for inspections or getting appraisals done for you, we will do that. That's no problem. I'm trained for that. So those things that might fluster a consumer, look into hiring a real estate agent, because they really know what's going on in the market, who to talk to, what direction to lead you in terms of even finding a real estate attorney, appraiser, home inspector, just obtaining your occupancy to live. So, you know, those are things that can be done by a real estate agent.
Wow. I have to say, goodness, you are really on top of it. You are just killing it. You are. I'm so very happy. Well, listen, I just also want to take a moment to say, you know, and I have to, in full disclosure, Asia is just someone I've known. Asia, I just have to let everybody know, I've known you since you were just a little tiny little girl down in New Jersey. So it's just remarkable. My dearest friend in the whole wide world was Asia's dad, Theo, and God rest his soul, who would just be ridiculously proud of everything that you have accomplished. And you have an amazing family. And I was going to ask you, because balancing a family, that's not easy with business. How do you do it?
Honestly,
you have an entire family.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, just to piggyback off of mentioning my father, I learned being a hustler from him. He made it seem like parenting and working multiple jobs was just normal. So
he
I have
did.
To say,
yeah.
I probably get it from him, but with the help of a planner, the planner, and then, you know, the Google Calendar, those are my best friends.
Well, I hear you, and I can certainly echo that. I tell you, I was just thinking about Theo because, you know, I talk often about being a flight attendant or being in the airlines, and I have to let folks know I would have never, ever, ever, ever made that decision. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant, but your dad talked me into it, and that's how I became a flight attendant. He encouraged me to do so. And that's how I ended up, and which was a big thing, and staying with the airline. So, you know, great memories, and I. It's so nice to see all of that come to full fruition through his offspring. So, just great job. I'm very impressed with two wonderful little girls of your own at this point, and you're just doing some amazing things, and so a great husband, and you just got the whole family thing sewn up. So listen, back
you.
To this realty, I am just blown away. So folks, down in New Jersey, of course, Asia's out there doing her business thing. So we're going to encourage, of course, if you want to contact Asia. Now, are you on like social media and all that kind of stuff for folks
yes.
With your business?
Yes,
okay, well, tell folks how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, the easy way to find me is through Instagram. If everyone is Instagram savvy, I am at Asia.NJ.Realestate. That's on Instagram, and then my email is AsiaGood, AsiaGoode, at srnjtean.com. So that's AsiaGood at
AsiaGoode. And you can, of course, contact us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with Asia. And so just, again, real proud of you and all that you are accomplishing. We're going to remind folks from time to time who are looking for, you know, different spaces and things of that nature to check in, check you out. So, Asia, anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye this morning?
No, I guess shout out to you for convincing me to come on. You know, I didn't expect
an
interview from this. And, you know, also the brokers that I work for, you know, Signature Realty, are located in Summit, New Jersey. So.
Yeah. And to your incredible family for supporting you, of course.
Yes.
That
yes,
goes without saying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Asia, for being my guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You did an awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it is Tuesday morning. It's September 26th of 2023. It is our broadcast show number 897. Broadcast show number 897 as we move towards, in this case, the big 900, and then on to 1,000. So I am so excited. Let me bring to the line my co-star. She is a superstar in her own right. You guys have known her for a while now, and she's a part of this big celebration. We're talking about the Queen of the Morning, the one and only, all the way from down in Mississippi, Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Is that not a great greeting? Happy mid-show.
Yes. It's mid-show. We're at the midpoint, 11 to 7 a.m. New York time. 6 out in Central, which is where you are in Water Valley. Yes, Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yes,
good morning again. So, Nicole Marie, it's been a few days we've had off here on the broadcast.
We took off
the last couple of days of last week. As you guys know, there's always so much to cover on the broadcast, but we're doing a lot. Since we've last chatted with our fans, a lot has changed in the course of a few days.
Wow.
So I think our last broadcast live we did was last Wednesday.
Right.
And we took off Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we had a good break. And we are back, bigger than ever.
Back again.
We're back.
We're rolling.
I've enjoyed today's broadcast from top to bottom.
Gary.
Yes, just lots of energy. It reflects our attitude and that we mean business.
That's what
excited.
We're all about.
So now what did you enjoy? What did you hear, Nicole Marie?
Well, first of all, I always love the music. Shout out to the music, Carrie. Once we got started, I was listening, and it's always so nice to go back and hear how back when you were in Newark, New Jersey, when you started out with the Center Stage Show, and just it's always just so nice to kind of hear the progression over the years of how everything came to be.
I think I shared more today than I've really shared ever. I think I broke it all the way down, you know, to the minuscule pieces, which you really need to do because we've done a lot and folks don't know. There is not even enough time for me to cover all that we have done and all that we have influenced. We've actually, as you heard, we've influenced celebrities. We've helped to make a difference in their lives. They've helped to change our career path. We've helped hairstylists, folks who are just trying to get started. I mean, it's been innumerable. And so in this ever-changing world, we've always got to be hardworking and dedicated as we are. And just kind of keep on going. You know, yes, we're radio. Everybody's talking about podcasts. We also do podcasting, of course. But let's just keep going.
That's it.
And, yeah, the world will eventually kind of sway in your direction. And so I think that's the
just
way to really look at
up.
It.
Just
never
you're
give up.
You're always going to have ups and downs along the way, no matter what it is that you're doing, Carrie. But you just don't give
up. And mostly more downs than up.
Exactly.
But
you learn
to laugh
from mistakes. You grow.
Yes.
And you keep going.
And a big part of that today, you probably heard from our good friend, Michael Hopkins, who is the host of the Vet Talk radio show. He helped to open up the broadcast today with the great talk all about the show 900 and beyond and so forth. And it was just fantastic. Michael will be on with us about 7:25 or so this morning. You'll be able to hear him right here on our broadcast. And so I'm always excited and got to talk with him as well. Tuesdays are always big. We have a very special surprise, even for Michael Hopkins this morning. We'll talk more about it at about 7:30 this morning. So really
wonderful.
Good stuff. Yeah. Now, Nicole Marie, I've got to say, there's been so much since we last chatted. The one thing that comes to me is the Salon TV Network.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a
big
thing because you are a Salon TV Network viewer. And,
yes, I am.
And it's been a big instrumental part of helping us to navigate this process. You know, we are doing something that's never been quite done like this. And we'll talk a little bit about the Salon TV Network, which is to connect all of us in the hair beauty space, promotions. If you're an entrepreneur, this is the network that you want to get and have.
It's
digital. It's our own television channel. It's not streaming. Yeah. It's the difference. This is digital broadcasting, and it plays on your TV set, in your salon, barbershop, at your house, at your cousin's house, whoever, wherever. So you decide that you want access to the Salon TV Network. We license you to broadcast that. We create a commercial if you have a business for you that plays on the network. And we have the ability to roll that commercial out across the country and internationally. And I want to congratulate Royalty Distribution. I do. Yeah, I want to congratulate Royalty Distribution because you are the first to help us to roll out this and to get this across the board.
Isn't
to everybody.
That wonderful?
So, Nicole Marie, being the VIP and expert CEO of Royalty, what would you like everybody to know about it? You have the Salon TV Network. What went through your mind?
Tell us the whole process. Well, first of all, I just couldn't wait. When I received my device, I was just so excited. I opened up that box and worked together.
Yes, and it's a mini computer. Let me just tell everybody. It's a little mini computer that we send out so that it can actually create the Salon TV Network for you. Go right ahead.
Exactly. And turn that TV on, and the first thing that I see is Welcome Royalty Distribution. I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. I received a personal welcome. It was so exciting.
And which is what we love to do. We love to create that kind of experience for folks. But yeah, so what happened next?
And so once the Salon TV Network came on, I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. I mean, the picture is just nice and crisp and clear and, I mean, just beautiful.
It is so crisp. It's as if the person is sitting right there beside you.
It's so colorful. Oh, my goodness. You have to experience it for yourself.
Me just talking about it doesn't do it justice.
You have to see it yourself. And it just looks amazing. It sounds amazing. Yeah.
Thank you so much. The advertising, the
pictures, the everything about it is wonderful. So let me tell you, you definitely want to be a part of the Salon TV Network. And what a wonderful opportunity to be able to advertise your business, to be able to watch just so many different programming and advertisements and everything that just has to do with everything that we stand for, hair, beauty, and community.
Absolutely. You said it. And so we are super, super excited. What I've been working on over the last couple of days, and as we start to do so much behind the scenes, we want it to be fabulous. So I am fully devoted to this. It's affordable. Yes, because our Salon TV Network, when you're getting that, you're also getting our wonderful AfroLock magazine. You're also getting radio show commercials. So you're getting across the board, you're getting quite a bit. You're not just getting one little thing. You're getting a whole bunch of promotion in hair beauty community, as Nicole Marie said, and also entrepreneurship. And we're real excited. So listen, you know, if you're interested, reach out to us. Let us know.
Yeah,
social media.
Do.
And reach out, keep calling, and all that good stuff. You don't want to miss it. Now, I am super, super excited. We talked, Michael himself was on talking about show number 900, and Friday is our big celebration. We're going to be live at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Right here on the radio show, we're celebrating live on the air. So we're really going to be celebrating from 6 a.m. to 9. I'm sorry, but this
right,
is, you only go to 900 shows once in a lifetime. So, yeah, it's going to be really big. What are you looking to forward to most in our 900th broadcast?
Wow. Just to hear just the feedback just from everyone about their excitement about the 900th show. I mean, it's just an amazing feat that has, you know, we're almost there, has almost occurred, and there's so much that has gone into getting to 900 shows. I mean, that's a lot, Terry. 900 shows,
that is.
All of the guests, all of the interviews, all of the music. I mean, just everything that has gone into getting to 900 shows. It's just amazing.
Yeah, thank you. It is a lot about what's gone into it. And I think back at those mornings where it's black outside and you just got to get up. I'm sitting at the desk working in the studio on what I've got to do, on looking at. But I think, as I had mentioned a little bit earlier, I think about the chronology that so many things have happened since we started counting the broadcast. Again, we've put on the Hair Radio Show since 1995. On different stations in the mornings, at night, and all kinds of times. But we really became a three-hour daily show back. We were like once a week or something like that on those other stations. And then I syndicated the show, like I said, New York, New Jersey, New York City, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. And from there, I've been all around. You heard Asia, you know, I'm great friends with my dear, well, I was great friends with her dad, the late CEO, and Ed and all these folks. So I've been all around the world and doing different things, but I've always come back to Hair Radio. And the one big, big thing that we did was create the morning version, which was kind of like the Tom Joyner show. It was modeled after that back in 2015. January 5th, 2015 was our first broadcast. And we were on Monday through Friday back then. Yes, I did that for several years. We just kind of went to a four-day format. So we're live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we've done 900 of those episodes, 3 hours each. And it ain't easy, folks. Let me tell you something. It's not easy to keep somebody's attention for 3 hours. We do it every day. We do it every day during this broadcast. And we create a different experience. I mean, that alone is remarkable. And so, and as we were kind of reflecting on all these incredible guests who've been on our show, I also have to say the topics. And most importantly, besides our fans, of course, those who literally buy our things, buy our hair products, advertise, you help to keep the show alive. You help to keep us alive. And so we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. Yes. I also have to take a moment to shout out Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, all the folks, Keisha McAllis, all the folks who've been on our show. You hear from DB, Mr. David, who is one of our announcers. You hear from Purple Barbie. You hear from Angela. You hear from a lot of folks who are behind the scenes who've helped to make this a big, big success. And so I'm always excited. I really am. I've got to say, you have helped to do something that is historical in context. So great job, everybody. The other big thing, Nicole Marie, the news story, that's what really gets me. Like I said earlier, I look at this and I say, oh, my, look how much we've changed. There were so many folks who were alive when the show started.
Right.
And it was just a different world. If we play back all these shows and listen to the folks that we've covered on our broadcast who were, you know, we had so many people back then who were with us.
Right.
You know, it was just, it's been crazy. It's been crazy. So there will be a time, we'll do a memoriam on one of our celebration shows to come. Folks that, you know, looking back since we've been on, how much has changed in the world. So, you know, a big part of that we're going to cover on Friday. That's this Friday, the 29th of September. It'll be show number 900 celebration. You might as well just tune on in. We're going to have some very special talk. Some of it you've heard, some of it you ain't, but you want to tune on in. Now, speaking of inspiration, Nicole Marie, this is something you do every day for the fans of our broadcast. And like I said, it's all about inspiration and hope.
That's it.
So you know it is time for Hope of the Day. First, take a moment to tell those fans who are, or folks just tuning in who may have never heard of Hope of the Day, what it's all about. Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's so very, very important because it gives all of our lives meaning. No matter what we have gone through, maybe going through, there's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So each day, I share an inspirational way from a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And I share the hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, just to boost your day, start your day on a positive note, to inspire you, to motivate you, to keep moving, keep going, and never give up. So our hope of the day for this terrific Tuesday is play on. Always foster your competitive spirit. Keep playing games, physical and mental, from walking and swimming to ball games to chess or cards or mind games. Try to excel according to your skill or your age. Set your own goals and go for them. To you, Carrie.
Wow, Nicole Marie. First of all, I've got to say that hope of the day, that was amazing, and it is so, so true. I love the play on. Those are words I'm going to cover. Play on, yes. And the other aspect where it relates to that competitive spirit, you need that, you know. But here's what you learn to compete with, yourself.
That's it.
Yourself. Remember that,
that's
folks.
It.
But I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. You know, as he said, walking the mind games, literally. So, you know, put yourself on out there. Patrick Lindsay always knocks it out of the box each day with High Hopes book. This is great stuff. And, Nicole Marie, you do a great job of mining these wonderful daily tidbits of inspiration for us. And we appreciate it here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just want to say, now, what about you? What is this competitive spirit, what does it mean to Nicole Marie?
I love this because it's a challenge daily where, just like you said, you do need to be your own competitor. Challenge yourself to be better each day and never give up. Whatever it is that you're doing, never give up. You can't look to other people and what they're doing and what they have going on and what they're trying to achieve because everyone is different. What's for you is for you. What's for them is for them. You compete against yourself to become better and better and better. And if you do that, then you will achieve whatever it is you set out to achieve. But the key is look at other people.
Don't look at other people.
Focus on yourself.
Nicole Marie, we're going to have Patrick and move on over. Nicole Marie has spoken. Great job, Nicole Marie. Awesome job this morning. And listen, it is Tuesday morning. You know what that is, Vet Talk Radio. And
Talk
we have
radio.
To say we're always excited, to check in with Michael Hopkins, who comes to us from Spotsylvania, Virginia, and just to check and see how he's doing and if he heard. Michael, good morning. Have you heard the host of the day?
Good morning, Michael.
Are you a
very much so.
Yes,
very much so.
And good morning, officially. Happy mid-show. Now, you've been listening to Michael out there, folks, the whole broadcast. So, Michael, good morning to you. What would you like to tell everybody?
Wow, that host of the day, that's a big wow. Yes, about being competitive and really, like you're saying, Carrie, it's you're really competing with yourself, but you're competing in a good way. It's not competing, some people, they get to compete and then, they just want to, I'm going to just stomp them in the ground and all that. No, it's not about that. It's about you competing with you. You being the best person that you could be. That's what it's all about.
I love it. Are you the competitive type, Michael?
Oh, very much so, Carrie and Nicole Marie. Very, very much so. Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of competition, not really, but it's not competition, but just making a correlation. Michael, I just want to say today is Tuesday, and every Tuesday morning, we have the Vet Talk Radio Show that comes on about 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. And today's no different. It's a very special Vet Talk Radio Show. So we want you guys to tune in, keep it right here. Right after the music break, we're going to be talking with Michael Hopkins all about Vet Talk and what's on the way. And as we mentioned earlier, we've got a surprise for Michael Hopkins and all of you. So please stay tuned and so much more to get on this morning. Nicole Marie, outstanding. I loved all of that. Play on, everybody. Play on.
Oh, yeah.
And, is this not been great? It's been a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Been great.
Yeah. Awesome job.
Very much so.
All right. And, Michael, we're going to get all into Vet Talk Radio Show right after our little break. Stay with us. We're just hitting the midpoint. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Okay, we are kind of keeping our fingers crossed here on our wonderful info. Let's just see how we're rolling along this morning, guys. And stay with us. We've got so much more to get to. While we're doing that, Michael, let me just check in with you. What are you hoping today? What are you trying to let me put that back out there. What are you trying to get folks to know about Vet Talk Radio Show? I know today's topic is all about the claims. It's always about claims, but today's something a little different about claims. What would you like folks to know?
Wow, Carrie. Yeah, our show today, we're going to be talking about secondary claims, and how important secondary claims are. And we have a list of them. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. And that's what
awesome.
I love about
well,
what I do.
Yes, as you should. Well, listen, we've got a lot more to get into this morning. Let me see if we can get this. Every once in a while, you have a little bit going on with technology and broadcasting and all that kind of stuff. And we are just getting started. So we're going to have you guys to stay with us. I want to see if we can just kind of move along a little bit. So stay with us, folks, and we'll see what we have. I think we've got some things that we did just recently that we're going to kind of get on. So kind of let's just see if we can get a few of these things to roll on in. And stay with us. We've got so much more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And you're just making it happen, Michael Hopkins.
Very much so, Carrie Hines. Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
All right. Okay, so while that, let me see if we can kind of flip it here. And folks, stay with us.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain. Cut her woes away, as cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, see, you're beautiful. With stars and we're girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. With a little bit of hunger, I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a
Hey, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest comes to us. I have to say, from an amazing company that you guys have heard the commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring to the airwaves for the very, very first time, Lucia and Maiza of Just Salon Towels. Good morning. Good morning, both of you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, and I want to kind of jump right on in. First of all, I'm so honored. I really have to say. I mean, you know, the idea of, you know, having an amazing towel company to join an amazing hair product company is just fantastic and promotion. So we're so excited, yes. And this is probably going to be, I think it's going to be your radio debut, if I'm not mistaken. So we're real happy to kind of bring you guys in here. So really good stuff. Okay.
Yeah, thank
so
you for
anyway,
having us.
Absolutely. Lucia, I want to kind of lead on in with you on this, and
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate this. I want to really, first let me just put the website on out there for you guys. It's justsalontowels.com, very simple and straight to the point, justsalontowels.com.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, tell us a little bit, Lucia, tell us about the towels that you guys offer.
Okay, so our main focus are the bleach prone towels. They come in a standard size of 16 by 27. So it's your standard hair salon towel, and it's used in many, many salons that are focused on having a towel which matches their salon, first of all, in color. We have 8 different colors to choose from. And the main idea behind these towels is that they are bleach-proof. So what that means is that, you know, throughout your day, you're coloring hair and you're, you know, wiping it down on the towels, and you have to wash them at the end of the day. And unfortunately, since you have to use bleach, that might really, really fade and discolor your towels. So we have developed a product that doesn't fade, and it's bleach resistant, so you can keep washing them and using them as many times, and they will keep their color and they will stay vibrant. And that's been our main focus. Yeah.
Well, that sounds to me like a great, you know, every business that I can think of is interested in saving money. So for you
for
shop
sure.
owners, this is, yeah, you're getting your money's worth, of course. And
exactly.
I have to say what a great idea. Maiza, I have to say, what is it like when you tell folks, we make towels. This is what we offer. It's very exciting. So when you come across the different folks who can benefit from these towels, can you give us an example? Is it like hair salons or barbershops or, you know,
yeah,
personal
for sure.
care? Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, Maiza.
I would say our biggest clients are, of course, barbershops, hair salons, beauty salons, even like nail salons, manicure and pedicure salons, you know?
Yeah.
These towels, like the colors that they come in, they're just perfect for any aesthetic, you know, the right color for any salon pretty much. And they're also great for, we have smaller clients versus like bigger salons and like celebrity hairstylists and stuff like that. So even if you're
really?
A smaller salon, you know, we have smaller quantities available for you if you want to try it out. Even if you're at like an at-home sort of just starting up, we have like, we can work with you. And also if you're like a bigger client for us and you need a bigger like quantity, et cetera, we can work with you and that's kind of how we work. So we're great for any size business, pretty much, and any sort of beauty salon, pretty much.
I love that, what you just said, because, you know, a lot of folks, especially in the hair and beauty world, it's taken us a little time to kind of bring the bring everybody into fold. And I'm referring to like the DIYers, the at-home stylists,
yeah,
the at-home professionals,
sure,
who are needing
exactly
these styles.
And recently,
I hate to,
even,
right? Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, like even recently, a lot of people have started doing at-home services out of convenience or for whatever reason, right? And at the end of the day, they are still providing that great treatment and service, so they do need these products.
Exactly.
And they
mine's
need to be affordable, of course.
Well, that's number one, we'll say. But I love this, right? I love the fact that you haven't forgotten about these folks. And they are,
yeah, of course
at,
not.
You know, right? And they need these towels as well. And they need to get a benefit and a bang for their buck. So I appreciate that. And social media has driven us to this,
absolutely,
where, you know, right, where it's a big, big world out there now. And so we welcome everybody. And I love that JustSalonTowels.com is helping to lead the charge on that. So thank you. And, of course, you are the forerunners for supporting the professional shop owners, as you just pointed out. Very important.
Yep.
And helping them, you know, with every aspect of it. So I'm going to kind of go back to these bleach-proof towels because, again, that just stays with me. And the fact that you have also an array of colors and all of that, an assortment of colors and so forth. So this is great.
Yep.
So bleach-proof. And I want to understand the difference. So the folks, like I live in New York City, you guys know that. And when
right,
I go to the discount stores, I see they have, they've got towels sitting in a big bin. You kind of reach in and pull out a towel. Very different than what you guys, right? Very different. You've seen them.
Right.
You know, so what can you say to the owners, you know, to all the wonderful folks who are listening right now who say, you know, this is what makes our towels so much better than what you're going to find at the discount stores? Lucia, why don't we ask you that question? What would you like to say about that?
Well, since this is our main core product, you know, we are not interested in selling nonsense. We are focused. We know that our product is good and high quality. So, you know, we have specialized into this product. You know, a lot of the times, like what you said, you can have a choice of, you know, many, many different products, and all of them will be just sort of okay, you know. But in this case, we really tried our best to really make a good product. So, you know, like I'm not any kind of hair professional, but I use them at home, for example, just because I really like them. So, yeah,
beautiful,
for sure. And we had so much feedback from people who have used our towels, and they said, you know, I really don't have to order very often because they last a long time. But once it's time to replace them, you know,
exactly,
they do come back. So we're
absolutely
very happy to hear that.
Yes. And speaking of which, you guys out there, they have a beautiful website. And I mean, you can see the towels literally jump off the screen at JustSalonTowels.com, just like it's spelled, or just like it sounds, rather, JustSalonTowels.com. And you can kind of pick out there. And I like, as you guys said, that you work with the folks. You definitely want to reach out to them. And this is, there's no other way to say it. Now, you also, I see here, when I look at your site, I see you have everything from those beautiful white salon towels and barber towels and spa towels and robes and all of this, and it's just incredible. So what else can I say besides you guys need to get Just Salon Towels at your shop for the yeah, exactly. And also, there's something that we have been saving just for you guys tuned in, which is a great discount, I think. So, and I want to thank you both for it because this is, So tell everybody what they get. Please.
Well, just for your listeners, Carrie, we're going to give them a little discount when they order online at JustSalonTowels.com. You guys can use the code HAIR10 and get 10% off your orders.
Oh, that's going to be nice. I also want to say to everybody, listen out for the commercial right here. You'll hear all of that. And then also, I'm going to do some stories over in our Hair Radio community as well. So that's very important so we can get a lot of you guys with a lot more interaction on that level as well and some of the other surprises mm-hmm. that we have coming up. So I'm real, real excited and just doing a whole bunch. So I'm looking forward to some other kind of partnerships that we'll be able to put forth out there. And just because you've heard about Jess Salon Towels on today's show, we'll have a special gift for you guys as well, all who are tuned in and listening right now. You want to definitely go over to our hairradio.com website, hairadio.com, and check out the blue button that says read our posts, and we will have a great story in there for you on how you can get your gift. So that's courtesy of Hair Radio on behalf of the incredible JessSalonTowels.com. So I'm super excited. So good stuff. Okay, so what's next? I understand that you guys have the bleach proof towels. Try saying that quickly every time. Mm-hmm. But what's next for you guys? Maisa, Lucia, anything you want to add in terms of are you guys now? Is it really just going to be Jess Salon Towels, or are you looking to add in something else as well? I've always wanted to ask you guys that.
I mean, we've definitely been looking into some products. So, you know, we're going to be working on doing some research, kind of seeing what our market requires and needs, and then hopefully looking into adding a couple new products.
Well, Maisa, I have some great ideas for that, okay? So we're going to be talking about that, okay? I really love that idea.
Definitely.
So that is, yeah, that is really nice. And I got to say, Lucia, I just want to thank you both. I want to thank you for, you know, taking the time. I don't know how we all got so connected on this, but I so appreciate you supporting us and believing in the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know, we have a big, big thing where we're marching towards our 1,000th broadcast, and we have so many wonderful things that we are going to be doing together. And I want JessSalonTowels.com to be right there every step of the way. So thank
That's
you guys.
Her.
Please.
That's great.
Thank you
Thank
both.
You
I
so
really
much. You know, we're very happy to be here and to be able to, you know, share our products with your listeners because, you know, I think it's very useful for them. And, you know, I don't think they will regret trying it out.
Exactly.
So, you know, thank you for giving
Definitely.
Us the opportunity to share our message. Thank you
well,
so much.
Well, wonderful. Lucia and Maisa, yes, great job. Okay, JessSalonTowels.com. Please go and support them. Again, you get a big discount at the end of your checkout and listen out for their commercials. We're going to tell you all about it. And we're going to have Jess Salon Towels back. We're going to work you guys in. This is just your first foray into the Hair Radio Morning Show. We got to be really driving this home. Yeah, so really good stuff. So it's, again, Wholesale Salon Towels. We are so thrilled and excited. So again, thank you so much for being with us. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so
you
much for having
it.
Us, Carrie.
My pleasure. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, Lucia and Maisa, JessSalonTowels.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of A Swayze Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right. It's Tuesday morning, September 26, 2023. It is our broadcast show number 897. It's about 8 o'clock New York time, 7 o'clock Central. I want to bring to the line Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael, again, good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines.
Yes, now it is our third hour, and I've just got to say, we're on because it is Tuesday morning. From time to time, we're going to have technical stuff. I've been around for 900 shows. We have ups and downs and all kind of round towns, all kinds of electrical issues. It could be anything from the cell phone to the internet to Blog Talk to Hair Rate. It could be any number of things where sometimes the show will blink out and this and that. If you ever are listening, now this is to all the fans. If you're listening to the show and there is a problem of some technical concern where the show may disappear or get stuck or who knows what, simply hang up your phone line and dial back in. If you are listening online, then click out the show and click back in. So that way it can clear the line. And meanwhile, it's likely that we're working on our end to rectify the situation. Usually we're aware of whatever's going on. Sometimes, you know, and let me just say, you know, they've changed what happens with all of this. A lot of these internet connections and things, these electronics are through our phone lines, they're through our computers and all of this, and a lot, quite often I get updates changing and they don't really take into consideration what you're doing, and it's a mess. So we're working through a whole bunch to make it easier and better for everybody. So we appreciate you guys hanging in there with us, and we are just going to do some amazing things in the days to come. Now, Michael Hopkins, I'm excited because we're going to get on today. I have a surprise for you that I haven't been able to roll out in the last half hour, but I do have an update for you. So, Michael, are you there? Can you hear us this morning?
Oh, I just can't wait to see what this update is, Carrie Hines. This sounds exciting.
Well, that it is. Okay, so here's the thing. For everybody who's tuned in, you know that Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, we have the Vet Talk Radio Show. This is not a surprise. And, Michael, you have been talking. You've kicked off Season 3 of the Vet Talk Radio Show, and it's super exciting to see that.
Yes, it is.
Season 3, Episode 1. Yeah, so that was out last week. Today is Episode 2 of Season 3, coming up in about 27 minutes or so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's your second season. I mean, I'm sorry, it's your third season. I keep thinking
third
of Season 2 and Season 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's Season 3.
Wait.
So today is Season 3, Episode... It's Season 3, Episode 2.
There
your second
you go.
Episode in your third... Yeah, in your third season. Now, the first episode was last week, so this is your second episode. Now, the topic that you're talking about today, do you recall what the topic is, Michael Hopkins?
Yes, it's the significance of rateable secondary claims, Carrie Hines.
Yes, and we started this about secondary claims last week. We started talking about this on the show, on the broadcast last week, where you created a three-part series. Do you recall that, Michael Hopkins, where we aired the first of the three parts?
Oh, very much so, Carrie Hines. Very exciting way to start our third season.
And what can you tell us about that today, Michael Hopkins, in terms of what rateable claims are all about in general?
Well, Carrie, the secondary claims, the reason why they're so important is because they're so important because most veterans have what we call primary or direct service claims. Whatever the disease, the injury, it happened while the veteran was on active duty. That's where it had its beginning, on active duty. The veteran filed for a claim. The claim was approved, and now the veteran is rated, i.e. they have a percentage, like 10, 20, 50, 100, because of that primary thing or that direct service issue that happened. Unfortunately,
wow.
Kerry Hines, unfortunately, other issues can come about because of that direct service claim that happened while the veteran was on active duty. It happens all the time. A perfect example, a veteran is rated for a lower back injury. They hurt their back while on active duty. The veteran is awarded the claim. Now the veteran has a rating for a lower back. Well, Kerry Hines, it doesn't stop there.
Okay,
that
but
veteran,
hold it, Michael.
Yeah.
Hold. We're going to tease it. We
hold
want
the
folks
bus,
to stay
right?
Tuned, but we're not going to give them the show.
Uh-oh, we got to hold the bus, Kerry.
So, Michael, we're going to have you to respond to all of that coming up in about 24 minutes right here on the network. Michael, I got to say, thank you for that, by the way. Listen, there's a whole lot more than that to come. So this
yes,
is really, really important. I think I left out the word secondary. So it's rateable secondary. Well,
right.
Michael, as I mentioned, it is a three-parter coming up, and we're going to send you off to prepare for all of this in just a bit. Now, on today's episode, we have the second part of this third part series. So last week we aired the first part of the rateable secondaries. This week today we're playing the the entire thing, right, Michael? You're going to be on talking about it. So I cannot wait. Michael Hopkins is going to be on talking about rateable secondaries part two in his three part
series,
and that'll be coming up today. And then 23 minutes. You don't want to go anywhere. I cannot wait. So, Michael, we're going to send you off to prepare for your broadcast today in just a little bit. So, real excitement on this secondary. Secondaries is so big, so it deserves all of this attention, if you will.
Oh,
Michael
yeah.
Hopkins.
Very much so,
yes.
Carrie. Very
so
much
I'm
so.
Super
pretty
excited.
Much the back,
yes.
backbone of the claims process. And you're absolutely
it's
right.
Back, wow, I think you
right. The backbone.
Explain
yes.
that
and
very,
this,
very well.
Yes, and this is an exciting series. It really is. I had
yeah.
a lot of fun putting this series together. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, listen. While we do that, why don't we take a little bit? There was a quick little update I just have for you guys. It's only about 4 minutes or so. And, Michael, the other day we had Regina, who is a longtime listener and fan of the Hair Radio Morning Show as well. Regina went out to the makeup show here in New York City. They had a live makeup show just on Friday of this past week.
Oh,
and
wow.
I have a little bit, yeah, got a little bit of an update from Regina on what this was about. So why don't we get that on, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Michael, get yourself together. You are coming up in just a bit with a big, big second part of all of this. So I am so, so excited. So, Regina, again, this is really, it's the makeup show at the Jacob Javits. So she was there and she's bringing us this piece. So take a listen.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we have with us one of our program's longest running supporters. We're talking about the amazing Miss Regina. Again, good morning, Regina. Yes, now you're out on location in New York City.
Yes, I am.
A makeup event. Yes, can you tell us a little bit? You're at the Jacob Javits Center live this morning. What's happening at the event? What do you see?
Well, it's very busy. There's a lot of people. It's called the Makeup in New York Skincare and Makeup Exploration. event.
Okay, and, so this is an event for, what is an event for makeup artists and people in the industry?
Yes, it is for people in the industry. It's also open to some people who are doing makeup or like to wear makeup. It's open to,
okay,
not open to
well,
the public.
That sounds absolutely awesome. Okay.
Yes.
Now, have you had a chance to talk to any of the vendors, the merchants there? Are there a lot of them?
There's a lot of vendors. There's a lot of vendors. And, you know, there are a lot of them from Europe, from Paris.
Okay, so
and
a lot of Europeans.
Yeah, a lot of Europeans, a lot of people from different countries. So it's a good event. It's attended well.
Good.
Really attended well.
Awesome. Now you don't have a whole big turnout of African Americans so much. But
you don't have a big turnout like that. But it's a good sized turnout. The people are still coming.
Okay. So you may end up getting some. Okay, so it looks like it's fun. What else is going on there? Do they have, like, show, you know, is there, like, a main stage or anything like that?
Well, I don't see a main stage yet. There's conference rooms, trend areas, and I don't see a main stage as yet.
Do you see anybody doing a makeup demonstration or anything like that?
No, to be perfectly honest, I don't see people doing makeup and demonstrations. I just
see
people
in the world is
everybody. I know. I don't see it. It's not a huge show.
Okay, well, it's a little different. Well, listen, that's the whole idea is that the Hair Radio Morning Show is on the set. We are there, just in case.
Right.
And we want to bring the latest to our listeners. So we appreciate you going all the way to the Jacob Javits Center, which is the biggest demonstration location in New York City. And so we appreciate that. So thank you. Now, Regina, you are a longtime fan of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I know.
So what's one of the things that you enjoy about the show when you tune in?
I enjoy the talk. I enjoy the discussion. I enjoy a lot of things about the show. Vet talk and the young lady from Mississippi,
Nicole Marie, our co-host.
Right.
Yes, well, we shout them both out this morning. Yes. And we thank you for also coming to our live event. You're at our big recent live event in Manhattan, so we thank you. You're always a big supporter. Again, the great Regina.
Yes.
Regina, thank you so much. You get on back home now, okay?
Okay, I sure
will.
Thank
you for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music. We'll say he's royalty. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Mr. DJ Prince Hakeem. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I want to kind of jump right on in. Let's just tell all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, you are really music royalty. Tell us why.
Okay. Appreciate that. Yeah, I guess because my dad and uncle are Robin and Ronald Bell of the band Kool & the Gang, and they co-founded the band, and they're legendary, and I'm a part of that lineage. So, I guess that makes me royalty, right?
It makes you music royalty, and I just love how you just casually just drops that on in. Oh, yes, that's my dad, my uncle. I think awesome. First of all, we have to say Kool & the Gang has been a huge part of our history in this community and music. And, you know, just doing, they really set the bar very high. They're one of the most popular crossover acts of all time, if you want to even call them crossover acts. I mean, crossover act. They were just out there doing many big things for years. And just even to say their name, their music plays in my head, literally. I kid you not. So it's just awesome. And then to know that you have that true lineage, being the son of Robert Bell, right? Robert Cool Bell. So, you know, and we're going to get to all of your amazing music and what you're doing these days. But let me ask you, because the fans want to know, how was it growing up with that that famous, in a famous family like that?
It's, you know, it's normal to me, and that's
right. You don't know anything, anything else, right?
I don't know anything else. That's what, just like any other parent, that's what God intended. That's my destiny, you know. It's so it's just normal to me. But I understand what you mean, and I get that question a lot. So, obviously, if you come from a successful family in any job or business or what your parents may be successful in, you're going to have the door will be open for you to go to the Grammy Awards or Soul Train Awards or backstage concerts, meeting all the celebrities, all your favorite artists and stuff, you know. So if your parents are a doctor, you know, you might go to all the cool doctor's events or lawyer events, and you get perks as a kid, you know. And that's, you know, as you get older, you realize that, and say, wow, that's pretty cool, you know. I met Michael Jackson when I was like 15, you know. It's like,
really?
Crazy.
What was that like then? What was that?
It was bananas. Now that I look back now, but then it was just like, oh, wow. You know, and now I'm like, what? Michael Jackson was in his suite with Quincy Jones, Sugar Ray Leonard. My dad was just hanging out after he finished tearing down Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Bananas. It's bananas.
Awesome. Well, I saw some pictures of you, DJ Prince Akeem. I saw some pictures of you with President Clinton. I saw some photos out there with you and all of these amazing celebrities. So yes, I take it there were some good perks, but you're doing some amazing things in your own right. So I kind of want to talk about that. Let's move on over to that. Now, okay, let's start with your music. What, first of all, what, you know, what? Okay, I can figure out kind of like what might have led you into music, but let's have you tell it. How did you get into music through, you know, through what you're doing? How did you, we know why you were introduced, but let's let you tell it.
So, well, I think the first thing I kind of remember was being put into my mom's fashion show, or talent show, I could say, breakdancing in her talent show. Or I see some pictures now from when I was like 8 or 5, and I'm playing the drums or singing with my brother and my parents, and we're all having a jam session. And I don't even remember that if I didn't see these pictures. So early as a kid, since your parents are entertainers and one's into fashion, you're just going to, you know, they love it so much, they're going to put your children in it too.
Yes.
You know? Or you're
just
going to adapt to it and absorb it up so much, and you're going to become a sponge. Or you're going to run away from it. I became a sponge. You know,
and good
that,
for us, you did. Okay. So your new song.
You
got it. Your new song. Now, tell us the name of this new song. I say it's Royalty, but tell us, is it R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I co-wrote that song with Walt Anderson. So I'm like a melody king. I call myself. Somebody's got to do it, right?
There
I'm
you
like
go.
A melody. I'm a melody king. So once I produce a track, I'll start humming melodies, you know, and some words too, but basic melodies and stuff, and I'll co-write with people, and we'll take those melodies along with theirs, and we'll come up with songs, you know. But it's very important for me to have these melodies, especially in my songs for my records, you know, because they're part of me, and this is what I'm really hearing on these records, you know. So Royalty was a song I had in my songwriter notes for about 4 years now. I'm just getting around to a lot of concepts that I had for years now, you know. So I had the title and the vibe for years now. I just put it together, the track and the song with Walt Anderson, but I've had that idea for a while. Now, Royalty, Walt likes to break it down. The R is for respect. The O is for obey. The Y is for yield. The A is for accolade. The L is for love. The T is for trust. And the Y is for yearn for our women.
All right. Well, I have to say, first of all, the song is amazing.
That's the hidden message Walt Anderson wanted me to let you guys know.
He wants you to get that. Wow. Well, now, just remind everybody. Now, Walt himself isn't he a member of Kool & the Gang these days?
Wow, you do your homework. Wow.
We try.
You're the first person to mention that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's very cool. He is. He's the newest member, youngest member of the band. He tours with the band, yep. And he's working on some new music together. They recently had a song, Sexy, that I helped the guys out with, which led me into producing my own music because I got the music bug again, being in the studio working on Sexy with my uncle and Walt. And, so we have a lot of cool things coming, a lot of cool things. This is just the beginning.
Well, I have to say it's an amazing beginning. I mean, I really enjoyed the song. When I heard Royalty, I just was blown away. I kid you not. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just an amazing, it's a beautiful song, and as you said, a great melody and all that, and vocals to match, and I don't know what else to tell folks. I mean, it's an awesome song.
You know what? It just works, and we've been getting that love from everyone that hears it, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't.
And you don't have to hear it over and over. You know how some songs, they have to grow on you, and then you kind of like them? Not this song. The moment that you hear it, I kid you not, you know, just
wow.
That's it. Yeah, so that's the biggest compliment. And I hear a lot of music being here on the radio show. But let me tell you, awesome, awesome job, awesome work. And it made me really look into see who you guys were. Because just awesome. Awesome, that's all I can say. So Royalty, R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y. She's Royalty.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to sing it.
Get you some.
It.
Go get you some Royalty. Right?
But yes, amazing. So now tell everybody how they can find out more about you, your website, your social media handles, all of that good stuff. How do they find you, DJ Prince Hakeem?
So my website is www.djprincehakeem.com. That's H-A-K-I-M. That's how you spell Hakeem. djprincehakeem.com. My Instagram is at djprincehakeem. My Twitter is at princehakeem. And Facebook as well, at djprincehakeem.
Okay, so we got it. DJ Prince Hakeem. All right, you're on the scene.
Let's go.
Okay. Now, what can we say that, what should we say, you know, what can we look out for in the future from you? What's next for you?
So I'm getting a lot of bookings as a DJ, a lot of parties coming up private. People call me to do their wedding. The Carnegie Hall Notables just called me again for their party coming up. I'll be on Good Day DC on September 21st, DJing. And actually, Walt's going to join me. We're going to perform the song on the 21st. That's going to be history, you know. It's really cool.
Awesome.
And just look for more music, more songs. I told myself, and it's in my notes, that I'm going to release 3 songs a year. This is my first one. So I have 2 more to go if I want to reach my goal. And the next year I'll do the same. That's enough. 3 songs a
That's
year.
That's not right.
Well, for now.
For now. But I hope you kind of stay in touch with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're big fans of your family. We love the music. And we've been playing Celebrate, for years here, and we're so excited to have you. We're really big supporters, and just, you know, knowing that you're out there doing your thing, we're going to, you know, just add you right onto our list of wonderful things and a lot to celebrate. So, you're up for
I appreciate part. It. I'm just a phone call away. Thank you, guys, and whatever you need from me, you got it.
Oh, we will be following up, and hopefully we'll have some things to announce soon right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, we want to thank DJ Prince Hakeem for being with us on the broadcast today. The single that's out, the new single, is R-O-Y-A-L-T-Y, Royalty, and we want to
thank Yes.
Yeah, all right, so thank you again for being with us. All right, folks.
Just keep on doing what you're doing to me. Oh, it's ecstasy.
Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Today, what is the topic that's on tap?
Carrie, today's topic is the significance of rateable secondary claims.
Okay, what's that? What exactly are secondary claims, Michael? Please tell us.
Secondary claims are a result of a primary claim, something that happened to you on active duty. You got rated for it. It created something else. So now you're entitled to get rated for that secondary or whatever else happened to you because of the primary issue that you had, Carrie. That's what a secondary is all about.
I see. So in order to have a secondary, you got to have the primary, whatever was the origins or the catalyst that created the second.
Right.
The second age. Okay.
Right.
Wow.
Very much so.
This is, okay. Sounds good, Michael. Okay, Michael Hawkins, take it away.
We're going to be talking about or covering 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5 on today's show. But first, let me remind you guys of numbers 14 through 10. Number 14 was ear conditions, like tinnitus, for instance. Number 13 was wrist conditions, such as arthritis. Number 13 was neck conditions. Number 12, sleep conditions like sleep apnea. Number 10, okay, we're going to do this over again. So sorry. Too bad, so sad. We got to do this over again. No, it was...
You were down to what's awful is you were... And Michael Hawkins, I have to say, I thank you so much. We need to come in and do this number right. So can you just break this down for everybody again, Brother Michael, on the Vet Talk today? So why is this so important again and on your countdown on the broadcast today? So at number 10, again, 14 through 10 with your reminder, and picking up at number 9. And taking it on from there, Michael, what else can we add on in?
Wow, Carrie. At number 9, we're talking about sinusitis, rhinitis, and bronchitis. Those are all respiratory issues.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are respiratory issues, Carrie.
The respiratory issues, just to remind everybody, this is with regards to breathing. And so please tell everybody a little bit about what we can say on that, Michael.
Yes, Carrie. Unfortunately and regrettably, with these types of issues, a lot of veterans have problems with breathing. That breathing can contribute to migraine headaches. It can contribute to sleep apnea, a whole host of things that it can contribute to. And
wow.
That's just catching it. Yeah, oh, yeah. Lots of, a whole host of things, Carrie. Wow is right.
Wow. Okay. Well, Michael Hawkins, this is just the beginning. I want to remind everybody that we're live, of course, on this September 26th. I just have to say, great job with this, Michael, and this special countdown that you're doing today. Again, this is on rateable, significance of rateable secondaries. Again, and you're at number 8. We're keeping track.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
Michael. Yes, take it away, Michael Hawkins.
Yes, at number 8, Carrie, we're talking about mental health issues. A lot of veterans have mental health issues like PTSD, anxiety, depression, and those things can lead to sleep apnea. They can lead to GERD or an upset stomach. They can lead to IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, hypertension, migraines. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Due to mental health issues. Those issues can even turn into obesity, Carrie. Alcohol use, bruxism. I mean, it just, wow, is right.
And this is huge. I mean, everybody knows this. The mental health is gigantic. That's a whole thing by itself, Michael Hawkins.
Yes, as you say, Carrie, it's ginormous. Just the mental health issues that veterans face.
Exactly. Yes. And I got to say, today, just to remind everybody, you're covering live, counting down all the way up to number 5. You're going to count down live right here today on the show. So we're real excited about that. And then the third and final part will be next week, in which you're going to wrap it up, counting down from numbers 4 through 1.
Right.
So, so I'm excited, Michael Hopkins, on this. Thank you for doing this. This is really good, and I'm so happy about this. I think this is the first time you're really covering this on secondary. So, and folks have been asking why is this so important. So, good job. Okay, I think you're at number seven.
Right, Carrie. Number seven, we're talking about migraines, like in migraine headaches. Many veterans suffer from migraine headaches, Carrie Hines. And
wow.
Migraines, you know, it's just at a point when you get migraines really bad, you have to go lie down somewhere. It has to be dark. Even noise can affect you. Light
yeah.
can affect
yeah.
you. All kinds of things can affect you with migraine headaches. And there again,
wow.
Carrie, those migraine headaches can develop into secondary issues for a veteran. Once
wow.
again, we're even talking about mental health, Carrie. I know many veterans that suffer from migraine headaches. They have a high rating for migraine headaches. And a lot of times their migraine headaches trigger other things. It can even trigger tinnitus, you know, the one you always love to talk about, that ringing in the ear.
Really? How, Michael?
Yes, it
how
can
that,
trigger
how,
that.
How?
Yeah, it,
how
it,
does that?
It's, when you have the headaches are so bad, it causes that ringing in your ear. It just causes
yeah.
it. And
oh,
it's
yeah, that's
like that person has to lay down. There's nothing they can do. Nothing.
Wow.
That can even affect them in their work life. And a lot of the veterans
wow.
don't understand that, but it can affect you that way. You know, the migraines carry, this may sound kind of bizarre, but you know, migraines can have a factor with someone having sleep apnea.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, wow. As
yeah.
we know, sleep apnea.
Michael, break down for us a little bit. Yeah, how is that with sleep apnea? How does it affect that?
With sleep apnea, you literally stop breathing. And you have other issues going on. You know, you stop breathing and you have to catch your breath and all that good stuff. And that has a bearing on your system, like in your ear system. All of that has a bearing on that, and that can cause the headaches just for not
unreal.
Breathing. It's unreal. Vertigo, where you're kind of dizzy and you can't connect it to migraines, which is connected to tinnitus. So we're going around
wow.
in a circle. You got hypertension, the migraines, it sounds so bizarre, but migraines can help trigger hypertension. They can help trigger an upset stomach or GERD, as we call it. And it can trigger other ear conditions. It's just unbelievable, Carrie. It is unbelievable.
Just to drive this point on home, Michael, you're talking about today the secondary, the significance of the secondary items that are rateable, which are really amazing, not necessarily the primary and where secondary comes from. It comes from that primary, rateable item. So that's where it emanates from. So it's important to make that distinction. I think you're doing a great job with it today, Michael. And so this is really good. Okay. All right, Michael Hopkins. Onward with your wonderful countdown today. So I think we're on number six. So take it away, Michael.
Wow, Carrie. Number six, and we're talking about one that many veterans have. We have a lot of veterans that have knee conditions.
Mm-hmm.
The heavy equipment that we carry. You know, a lot of us, if we're in those type of units, well, matter of fact, you know, Carrie, actually, you don't even have to be in what we call a high-speed, low-drag unit where, you know, you're doing combat-type missions and you're out there and you could be working in rear operations and you could mess your knees up. You could be in supply, and a lot of the veterans don't think about this. You could be supply. You could be field artillery. You could be on a ship. You could be on an air base. You could be working on planes, and you could mess your knees up. And
your knees
what the VA
be messed up for almost anything, Michael, right?
Oh, I mean, just about anything. Yeah. You know, Carrie, believe it or not, just running PT or physical training in the military, you could mess your knee up. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. People are running calisthenics. They're doing all that kind of physical training, and one thing leads to another, and now they have an issue with their knees. Many basic trainees just getting into the military, they haven't even gone to a duty station. They haven't gone to their first assignment as a new person in the military. They're still in basic training, learning how to be in the military. And sometimes they're doing exercises. They're running all the time, they're trying to keep them in shape. They fall down and hurt their knee. They twist their knee. It might be bizarre things, like a door slams on their knee. And it could be any number of things.
This is very painful, too.
Yes, very
painful.
And you know, Carrie, it also can lead to shin splints. It could lead to feet issues, back issues, bilateral issues. Say your right knee damaged. Now, that affects the way you walk, or what's called an altered gait. Now, all of a sudden, your left knee has an issue. And another thing, too, Carrie, believe it or not, did you know if you have a knee injury, it can cause a mental health injury?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a knee problem, it can be linked to depression, Carrie, anxiety, major depressive disorder. It can be linked to things like that. Reason being, suppose you're an avid runner, Carrie Hines. You're an avid runner. Right. You run every day on post. Everybody knows you run. All of a sudden, you're running, your foot falls into a hole, you twist your knee, and now all of a sudden, you can't run the way you used to run.
Right.
You get depressed.
Yeah.
You get antsy, you get anxiety every time you run past that place where you got hurt. So you start to do what, Carrie? Avoidance.
It's
almost as if that person has PTSD non-combat. It's almost like that. But it turns out depression, anxiety, depressive disorder, major depressive disorder, a bilateral condition just for your knees. I mean, that's a wow, isn't it?
That's a huge wow, Michael, and that's the thing about all of this. No one would ever believe that the secondaries are so significant. No one would ever believe that.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, this is important, and we're glad that you're bringing us everybody today. We really are. So, Michael, I know that we have technically the bottom five, so we're going to go ahead at number five on your list today. And again, this is the significance of rateable secondaries. And again, Michael, just to remind everybody, just rateable secondaries alone, because again, folks may not, you know, you veterans out there, you may not realize how important, again, the secondaries are. We're still kind of, you know, I had to kind of think about the primaries at first and how important they were. right? And you might not realize that these secondaries are connected, which is you just kind of pointed out a couple times for us.
Right. You're absolutely right, Carrie Hines.
Yeah. So what would you like to add to that, Brother Mike?
A lot of veterans just don't realize, as you said, Carrie, the significance of these secondaries. They're kind of overlooked in the realm of when you're filing for claims. A lot of us as veterans, unfortunately, what happens when we go to seek help in the claims realm and want to file, and we're pointed towards the primary things that happen to us on active duty. That's what we're always pointed towards. And it's all fine, well, and good. And then that's where the frustration comes in, Carrie Hines.
Yeah.
Once you found several active duty issues that you had and you filed for them, a lot of the veterans get stuck and frustrated because they're trying to figure out, okay, where do we go from here? And many times a lot of the advocates don't have an idea of where we go from here. We got you rated for all of these primary things that happened to you on active duty, but now what? So you'll have veterans, it'll go 5, 6, 10 years of not knowing about secondary claims. Can you imagine that, Carrie Hines?
No.
You have somebody
that's amazing.
Yeah, they're stuck and frustrated. They're at 40, 50, 60%, and they're stuck and frustrated because no one has sat down with them and told them that you have secondary claims that you should be filing as a veteran. If you have tinnitus, for example, Carrie, your favorite one, tinnitus.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's your favorite of all time. If I say Carrie Hines,
I've been following this along since we first started doing the Vet Talk radio show together.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
And it's amazing, Carrie. A lot of the vets don't know with tinnitus, you've got several pathways you can go down. And one of them is mental health. The other one is migraines. And believe it or not, Carrie Hines, if you structure a claim just right, you could file those three things and be at 100%. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Well, Michael, before we get all the way to number five today, I wanted to kind of just, you know, if you would kindly do a recap for us on some of those that really jump out at you. From number 14 all the way down to number 6 today. And feel free to elaborate on any of those that you would like that's going to get us there, because these are important and love it. So great job. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
I can tell you one that definitely stands out to me. Sleep apnea, Carrie. Sleep apnea. It is one of, at times, Carrie, believe it or not, sleep apnea is one of the most kind of elusive claims that veterans file for to win. It's elusive, but when you win it, if you use a CPAP, a breathing device, it's a 50% claim that you could win.
Wow.
But you have to set it up right. The issue, and I can... And pretty much, Carrie, most veterans go wrong when they file for it as a primary claim, as a direct service claim. Then they're under the assumption they might go to the VA hospital, their private doctor, and they get diagnosed with sleep apnea. They do a sleep study test where you sleep. They put probes on you, and they see if you have a sleeping issue. You have and it's like a respiratory issue, basically. Most the veterans, all of a sudden, they tell me, you have obstructive sleep apnea. Boom.
Yeah. This is amazing. These are all huge. And,
very much so, Carrie.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe we better jump ahead to number five. So I want to get that on in today to make sure everybody knows
where we are.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're,
of course, you can touch on from 14 to 5. So, yes, we want to get number five on in. Michael Hopkins, great job. All right, Michael.
Oh, yes,
Carrie.
Number five
is
one that many veterans have, and that's hypertension. That's that high blood pressure. Many of us have it. And the thing about the high blood pressure that most vets don't realize, even if you get a zero rating for it, a zero rating, and you're not getting compensated, or as they say, it's not compensatable, it's still great that you have a zero rating for hypertension. The reason being is hypertension is like what I call, it's a jump-off claim. And the reason why I say it's a jump-off claim is because it opens the door to other secondaries. And that's one of the things I didn't share, Carrie, about secondaries. Would you believe you can have a secondary to a secondary to a secondary to a secondary?
Really?
Yes,
wow.
You can. Hypertension is a perfect example. Hypertension produces other things. Believe it or not, hypertension has a lot to do with sleep apnea, what we just talked about. It's in that triad of issues. Hypertension is one. Heart conditions is another one, Carrie. Liver conditions, strokes, diabetes, and obesity.
Wow.
All of these issues can stem from hypertension.
Who
That's
would
a
know
wow,
that?
Isn't it?
No one would think about that. Exactly.
And a lot of veterans suffer from these issues, and no one tells them.
They don't
that,
make the connection.
Yeah, they don't. They just don't make that connection. And I am so glad here on the Vet Talk Radio Show that we're showing veterans how to make that connection. I'm so happy that we're doing this with this series.
Well, Michael, yeah, I think you're doing even more. I do. I think you're doing more because who would, first of all, who would think that all of these things can be related or connected, if you will? And
absolutely.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't think that until you, when you told me about this, Michael, I said, what, really? I couldn't, I'm just like the veterans, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's unbelievable,
you know,
Carrie.
Yeah, I'm literally, you have my full attention. Because I'm like, well, hold on, how is that possible? And once you tell me, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Very much
but
so.
Until you tell me, I wouldn't think of it like that.
And
so
it's
I just
so
want to say
many
thank you.
Vets
I really
out there,
do.
Carrie. And
now,
you
Michael,
know, Carrie, a lot of times.
What's that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, a lot of times the vets are so close to being 100% permanent in total. They are so, they're stuck at 90% and they can't figure out what to do. And here it is right here, secondaries.
Right there.
Yep, right there in front of them.
Right there. Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Michael. Now this will pop in their minds, and you veterans out there, it's going to pop in your mind. And you know what jumps out at me with the knee condition? I think it was number six. The knee conditions, because it links to so many things. And now anybody with any kind of a knee problem who's a veteran, this is going to pop in your mind.
Very much
this
so.
This is going to pop in your mind. And so if you're doing the show just for those things alone, Michael, it's great. And so let me just take a moment to thank all of the veterans. It's been a while since we've had a chance to just chat with everybody and just let you know how much we appreciate you tuning into this broadcast. This is your, Michael, this is your top of your season number three. You've been with us for a long time. And so
very much
we thank you. Yeah, we thank you. We thank you very much, and great job. And, you know, when I look back at the Vet Talk Radio Show, you started out, you've become an accredited claims agent, you know, during your tenure here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So outstanding job.
Oh, yes.
Outstanding, Michael. And is there anything that we can say that you're going to be bringing to, we've got some surprises in store for all of the fans of Vet Talk. I think you're going to love what you hear in the next coming shows and the next months or so. So please keep it right here every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern live. If you're in the East Coast, if you're Central Time Zone, then it's 7:30 to 8. But if you're East Coast, it's 8:30 to 8. And Michael, great job. What can I say? What can I absolutely say? So outstanding. So season 3, anything you want to say that you plan to bring to the table, Michael Hopkins?
One of the things I plan on doing is bringing a lot of the veterans that have real-world experience with
You're going to bring
winning.
Them on this show?
Yes, I'm going to bring some vets here. bring them live.
I would love that.
And,
yes.
You know, it's
right on the
real-world guys, real-world female veterans also. We're all veterans.
Yes.
Doesn't matter, you know, we're all veterans. And
doesn't
each one of them has
gender,
a unique
so,
story. It doesn't. Your gender doesn't matter. You're a veteran.
So
you're a veteran, and that's the way I look at you.
Well, that's the way it is. So I'm
yes.
excited. So in this season 3, you'll be able to bring. You'll hear a lot more from you. Something I call vet to vet. So I'm excited about that as well, Michael. So great job. And again, I literally have to salute you. I have to salute you on job well done. And for you guys who are tuned in, we thank you. We thank you every week for keeping us going strongly right here on the broadcast. So, Michael, what are some of the things that we are going to say that you want to leave with everybody? I think they got the takeaway today. Secondaries are important. Now, we've got season three, your wonderful series on the significance of readable secondaries. So that's going to happen next week where we count down literally from, say, number 4, 3, 2, and 1 next week. Plus, we got some more things in store that will surprise you. So I think you're going to love this as well. It's huge. It's huge. It's a big wrap-up. So let me just say that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big wrap-up.
Yeah.
And you don't want to miss it. So, Michael, I just got to say thank you again. This is just, what would you like to leave everybody on the significance of readable secondaries today?
I'd love to leave everybody with one thing. When it comes to secondary claims, Kerry Hines, they need to find out what they have. Look in your medical records. That's where your clues are. Once you look in your medical records, you'll find your secondaries.
Wow. Okay. Well, it doesn't get any better than that. Michael Hopkins, I'm Kerry Hines, right here in Brooklyn, New York. Michael, you're in Spotsylvania, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And we're going to see you on the next Vet Talk Radio Show. Again, we've been live today, Tuesday, September 26, 2023, coming up on 9 o'clock New York time. Michael, great job. What do you want to say to the vets?
It's all about the vets, their families, and the advocates of the veterans.
All right. On that note, we'll see you next time. Thank you, Michael. Great job.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends.